Here's Brendan Shanahan.
It's not fair. He's been on TV more than I have been, and I do it for a job. It's a joke.
You do it so much better, Doug.
Well, I have to analyze your decisions.
So how much busier have you been in handing out supplemental discipline, or have you been, than you thought you would be?
Well, I mean, I was told going into it that it was going to be a big challenge, but sort of what one thing that people don't talk about is the challenge of preseason. You know, not every game is televised. We've got to go and sort of seek out video, as opposed to when the regular season starts and we're going to be in our room and we've got the games in front of us and we're recording everything. It's a little bit more challenging in the preseason, but you know, I think it's important, but it's certainly not fun, and it's not fun to do these TV spots. And
did you think you'd have five by now?
I really didn't know what to expect. I just came ready to work and ready, you know, like I said, I take this very seriously. And I would say that the workload has been pretty intense because of the wishes of the league to put all of these videos on TV. And I think the response I'm getting back from players is that they like it. I mean, this is like the age of communication. Even when you're coaching these guys, you know, I felt the same way at the end of my career. It was like, don't tell me, show me. And that's how a lot of players feel, and that's what we're trying to respond to. Because aside from delivering the message of what we're doing, we really feel like the videos are about clarity, transparency, and also education.
I think they're good. I enjoy them. I like them. I just think that there's so much publicity about them. Is it going to make your job tougher as you move along? Because everybody is scrutinizing every hearing, and it seems to be more out there than it's ever been in the past. But if it's going to help player safety, obviously we're all for it. Brennan, as a former player, being away from the game just a short time, how hard is it to analyze? I used to talk to Mike Murphy and Chris King and Coley Campbell about the analysis, and I had it explained to me on many times. They're a real analysis of these hits. How difficult is that for you to say, well, the intent and this and that? It's a challenge. I can't imagine it's easy.
You know, I probably benefit to a certain degree that I've committed a lot of these crimes myself, and I've been in this situation. You know, certainly it was suggested in one of our hearings, what would I have done in this situation? And my honest answer was I would probably be sitting in the hearing chair as well. But I think I try to draw from my experience, and I try to listen to the player. I try to listen to the manager. I go in with an open mind. But again, I think that I do my analysis. I try to cut between some of the – that's the other thing I do recall even on some of my own hearings. I never really laid down for the league and said, you know, I'm guilty. You know, go ahead and suspend me. I mean, I always had a reason or an excuse or even – but I try my best when I'm on these hearings. It's hard because you do focus on the player. You start to feel for him. You feel for his family. It's a hard thing to do, to take hockey away from a guy and to take money away from a guy. But then I also try to keep a focus on the other 700 players in the NHL, the game, and all the kids that also watch the NHL and use that as an example. And I try to sort of keep a very sort of balanced perspective.
Brendan Shanahan is with us on Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard and Doug McLean. Have you had that moment yet where you go, really? He just did that after we sent out a video and his teammate was suspended, and then Tom Sestito runs into DeVoe from the top of the circle? Have you had that moment yet?
I have, but at the same time, like I said, I do understand the passion that's out there. Having played, you know, after the lockout, I do know that things happen quickly. That's why we do have some wording. We've added wording in the rule that sort of, you know, implies about a player sort of turning just prior to or simultaneous with the check, because things do happen quickly. And I guess it's that judgment of when we feel that a player did have enough time to minimize or to make a safer choice. But you know what? You do sometimes say, like, are, you know, did he really just do what I saw? But again, like I said, I think for the most part, you know, these are all guys that are passionate. They're trying to make a team. I get it. Doesn't mean that it's okay, but I understand some of the behavior to a certain degree.
Brennan, when the formula changes for players on the repeat offender situation, and you see a guy fined $536,000, like, it's mind-boggling when you really think about it, isn't it? I mean, you know, one thing is $7,000 or $10,000. I mean, I was fined $10,000 one time, and it bothered me a great deal, but $536,000 for a fine seems a little out of whack, doesn't it?
Well, I guess it's in relation to the salary he makes. And
but you don't see it in any other league where those type of fines come out, do you?
Well, I mean, I think I don't, like I said, what I try to do is I focus on my marching orders from the players, from the GMs, which is we have to start changing the culture of certain plays. Mm-hmm. And there are certain plays that have no place in the game of hockey. And when it gets to a point where some players are to me, there are a lot of things you look at on in a legal play. A repeat offender is something that I've been communicated with by a lot of people off the ice and on the ice, that the repeat offender category or even just a player's history throughout his career is something that should weigh heavily in my decisions. And so, you know, that's what it's about. You know, and I'd like to say also, you know, it's sort of offensive to me, and I really actually take strong offense to some of the things that are being said about Colin Campbell right now. Here's a guy with so much integrity that's taught me so much, and the game is in a better place because of Colin Campbell and all the things he's done and the innovations that have come to the NHL, like the video room, like the war room. These are all Colin Campbell ideas. The players, you know, I appreciate some of the strong responses, but I want people to know that Colin Campbell is somebody that I look up to, and he's somebody that has given me great guidance and has taught me a lot.
Well, I because I flew through Montreal and I read a column yesterday that really, really pissed me off, and it was about Coley Campbell. And I agree with you and couldn't have said it better. He's put a lot of time, energy, and effort, and to hear some of the things is – but that's the way it always is for guys that move on to different jobs. You take the heat after you leave, and it's frustrating. But great words from you.
A point of clarification, just on the repeat offender. James Wisniewski was suspended 8 games last year. Did you consider him a repeat offender going into the Clutterbuck hit?
Well, he for the financial status of a repeat offender, he actually was in that category just for the incident with Sean Avery. His hit on Seabrook had expired from the 18 months.
Okay.
What I had considered, what I had looked at was his history. He has been, you know, if you want to even include, or if you want to even exclude the Avery situation, he's been suspended 3 times prior to this incident. He's been suspended 3 times going back as short as 08. So his history and sort of the violence and the injuries that he's caused with some of his history, the forearm to the head of Shane Doan causing a concussion, sort of launching himself into Seabrook's head, giving him a bad concussion, the cross-check to Samuelson's neck. It's time, like I said, I understand the passion in the game, but it's time that unfortunately James had to get that message.
Just, Brennan, just for the fans on the boys' hit, the difference in the rule, you know, the boys' hit compared to the, and I don't know if you recall it last year, the Danny Heatley chicken wing type of hit to the head. Just the difference in the new rule.
You know what? I really don't have that video. I get asked that question a lot, where okay, someone will like go historically to a certain hit.
And right. Okay.
It's sort of like irresponsible on my part to sort of comment on something that I have a vague recollection. I would, if I had the two videos, I'd break them down for you.
Okay. Fair enough.
So have you done enough of these videos now, where you're starting to watch us?
You know what?
And critique a little bit.
But stars like Brendan, stars in our business get a studio in their house. I mean, are they going to look at putting that in your house? Let's get the tie on.
Sort of what you had referenced earlier, if this means more work for me, then that means more work for me. But again, like I said, the players seem to like these videos. There's certainly no fun making them. It's not a pleasant thing. I have to do a lot of retakes because they say
like Kiprios.
I think it's an important part, but it certainly is not a pleasant part.
Wait till they start critiquing whether or not you should be wearing a tie.
No, Sportsnet, we've had to go to the ties here the last year. Like, what's with the open collar? I mean, come on.
Okay, I'll take suggestions. I'll throw on a tie just once. And the first time I wear a tie,
and you got to go with the narrow black look because you look good in that black and white shirt. I like it.
Okay, well,
black
you know
suit,
what?
White shirt.
I defer to your expertise on looking good on TV.
I have a clothing lady here at Sportsnet.
Yes, Deborah does a fine job making you look good.
Clothing designer.
Have you arranged a hearing with Sestito yet? Has that process gone through?
It started, I've been in contact with the general manager there, and it started.
So Jacques and Sestito are two decisions that we expect today?
Sestito won't be a decision today, but Jacques will be a decision today. We've just completed that hearing.
Great.
Brendan, congratulations and a good start and great explanations, and hopefully we won't see you too much on TV.
I agree. Let's all hope for that.
Take care.
Brendan Shanahan from the National Hockey League, Vice President of Player Safety.